Armadoxy for today. Okay to have fun. What's the difference between a church and a library? Most people will be quick to make a comparison to the quietness of both environments. In a library, silence is golden and whispers are rare, while in a church, quiet prayers fill the air. The atmosphere of quiet solitude has stigmatized religion in general, Christianity in particular, into a serious and solemn expression of life. Jesus celebrated life. His call was for us to see and experience the presence of God in all of creation. He challenged us to see our lives as beautiful responses to the divine calling. "Look at the birds of the air," he said, "for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these." Is it any wonder that the Armenian Church refers to the act of the Divine Liturgy, Surbadarak, as a celebration? It is neither performed nor presented. It is a celebration of the greatest gift that God has given us, the gift of life. To smile, to laugh, to be filled with expressions of love and joy are what we are called to do, for they are the greatest means of acknowledging and appreciating our lives. Pride, envy, anger, greed, gluttony, laziness, and lust are considered the deadly sins because they do not celebrate life. Think of each of these and their manifestations. They lead to sorrow and to sadness. The Armenian Church is a place where the divine liturgy is expressed in musical form to engage all of our senses in a mystical dance in the divine celebration. It is okay to smile, to feel the warmth of love, to sing with gusto, and to hug with compassion. Yes, we may compare church with a library, but understand that in one, silence is a rule and books are the treasure. In the other, whispers are prayers and peace is the measure. We pray from the Book of Hours of the Armenian Church. Almighty God, make your light of righteousness and wisdom shine forth upon us and make us sons and daughters of light and of the day, so that in godliness we may lead our life and fulfill it without offense. For you are our helper and our Savior. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.